Van Shelton in the air chair on AM 1570, FM 104.5, WYTI, Rocky Mount, Virginia. And on the telephone with me, I am happy to have Janice Stillman. I've got good news. Janice joined the Almanac in 2000 as the editor. She made history. She is not only the 13th editor in the Almanac's history, but also the first female to hold this title. Janice, how the heck are you this afternoon?
I am terrific. After that lead-in, I just couldn't feel any better. Thank you.
So happy to have you here. We were talking about, right before we went on the air, the Garden Guide, and I was telling you I had seen it in the stores, and of course we have copies that we're going to give away later this afternoon. But first of all, I want to ask you, how you doing? How are you doing today?
I am terrific. We have a bright blue sky out there today, even though it's pretty chilly and there's snow on the ground. But you know, folks can go to almanac.com, our website, scroll down, and we'll introduce you to the little village of Dublin, New Hampshire, where we are here. Go to our webcam, click on it, and you can watch us 24 hours a day. But we're terrific up here. It's a beautiful season. It is April, and it's almost time to start setting plants.
Yes, it is. You know, even though they're calling for some snow in our area this weekend, but you know, it is time. Tell us a little bit about this garden guide and what it is and where people can get it.
Well, you know, the Old Farmer's Almanac is a reference guide full of tips and advice, and we just spread that into the garden guide some 40 decades ago. This magazine has been around in one version or another for about that long, and these days it's an 8.5 by 11 full-size magazine. You'll recognize this edition with the green, rich green asparagus on the cover, about 6-8 inches long, almost good enough to eat the paper, and the bright pink title, The Garden Guide. It's advice and tips and shortcuts and different things to do in your property and your garden that's good for this year and any season. This book is a keeper. For example, we'll tell you how to string up your tomatoes and save you some time. You can make a garden tower, if you're short on space or want to put in some height into your garden. One of the biggest challenges for gardeners everywhere is soil. You need to check the quality of your soil, especially the pH factor. And we've got some quick and easy ways to do that, as well as the traditional cooperative extension soil test that you can do. Also, microgreens. You know, more and more folks are growing indoors because they lack the space outside. And we've got some great ideas for growing microgreens, otherwise known as lettuce and arugula and greens and, mm-hmm. and small herbs. You know, just full of tips. Some advice on your property for how to work with the weather, how to work with trees and fences and walls and the height, whether you've got some dips in your yard or a small hill or like that, how to plant best on those to take full advantage of the air, the conduction of the air and the heat and light and different things.
Right.
But, you know, there's so much more in here. A lot of people who are starting a garden want to maybe lay a path or certainly think about it. We've got some great advice from an international designer on the value of laying a path or a couple of them through your property. You know, for example, the most important path on your property is the one from your driveway to your front and back door. Mm-hmm. It leads you into your property. It's a guide. It's an invitation to enjoy the space. And he tells you lots of things that you can use as the surface of your path and also, of course, ways to cut it into the property. If you're trying to build a garden in your front or backyard, we've got some fabulous photos about folks who have put vegetable gardens in the front yard. We tell you exactly how you can prepare what was a lawn and turn it into a productive, organic, beautiful space where you can grow all kinds of things to eat. It'll take you a couple of seasons, but now's the time to get started. Those are just a few of the things. I could go on.
Look, Janice, I want you to talk about, because, you know, it's something that I think about a lot. When we think about the younger generation, especially millennials, are they into gardening as much? Is it a fading thing, or is it something that's blooming?
Oh, no, I think it's growing. I mean, you know, young people, these are millennials in their 20s and early 30s, young folks who have small apartments or sharing space with folks or, you know, just don't have a lot of access to the outdoors. They're growing in their offices. Even the young folks here in our space, we've got a couple of young guys, and they've both got a whole shelf full of plants, including herbs. And, you know, they pick some of the parsley or the basil, and they sprinkle it right on their salads at lunchtime. You know, but young folks, really, they grew up on organic vegetables and fruits. They got this from their folks. They appreciate the homegrown taste, the true taste of heirloom vegetables, for example. and they're into it in a big way. They'll grow in just about any kind of a container, in any kind of space. A lot of them are getting into grow lights in the home, certainly in the winter season. But yeah, they love it, and they're showing some of the rest of us what we should do and can do differently.
Of course, Janice, the Garden Guide is published annually, and it's at a friendly price for $4.99. You can get this magazine. Of course, we're going to give some away. We're excited about that. Where can we get these at?
You know, you can go to almanac.com. You can buy it there. You can buy it on Amazon, or go to almanac.com and add this to the end of that URL, /where to buy. I went to it and I checked here, Rocky Mountain, Virginia. You can get the Garden Guide at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Dollar General, Kroger, Lowe's, Tractor Supply, Walmart, Agri Supply, Earth Fair, Harris Teeter, or Southern States Co-op. And you hit any of those links and they'll give you the location page where you can get the store nearest you exactly.
That sounds great, Janice. Janice, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us this afternoon and giving us the information on the Garden Guide. We certainly appreciate you very much. And of course, again, we're going to give away, we have two copies here, and we'll give them away during Carl's shift this afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m. So be sure to listen for that to get your copy. Janice, thank you so much. And I know you enjoy your job. You've been doing it for a long time.
I love it up here, actually, too. Yes. Listen, I wish all your listeners a bountiful harvest. It's not too soon to get those peas in the ground, and go to almanac.com if you need more advice.
Miss Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, and of course, the Garden Guide, the Old Farmer's Almanac.